From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, we are just hours away from a winner-take-all clash of two of the best teams in baseball. Good afternoon, I'm Lynn Keys.
And I'm Amanda Starantino. We have team coverage on tonight's historic matchup between the Giants and Dodgers.
It is Game 5, and it's do or die. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live at Oracle Park, and people are already on the edge of their seats for tonight. Hi, Justin.
Absolutely. The city is coming alive tonight. In fact, we've been at Oracle Park for a while now, and cars have been passing by honking their horns saying go Giants, because we can feel the energy. Everyone's just really excited for tonight's game, and it all kicks off at 6:07. We've been hanging outside of Oracle Park for well over 6 hours and noticed crews getting things cleaned up and looking good for us to snatch that big win. Tonight's game will decide it all. Whoever wins will be playing the Atlanta Braves in the National League Championship Series. And this Game 5 is arguably one of the most epic and historic matchups in the history of the two teams' rivalry. The Giants and the Dodgers each have about 109 victories this season. Fans are hoping starter Logan Webb pitches like he did in Game 1 against the Dodgers. Game 5, do or die, how are you feeling?
I'm nervous. I think there's no other way to explain it. Like, it's very exciting to be able to see a Game 5. I think we all live for this kind of moment. You know, it's what you expect in a series going back and forth with the Giants and the Dodgers. But I don't know. I'm optimistic, man. Webb's been throwing the ball awesome, and Gossman coming off the bench if we need him to do some cleanup innings. I think we got a good chance tonight. I'm excited.
Now, a few minutes ago, I just checked online, and there are still some tickets available. There are some there. Guess what the price is? About $172 or so. So I don't think that's bad. You can still get here at Oracle Park and enjoy this game tonight, because it is going to be wild. We're live at Oracle Park this afternoon. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
All right, wild is the word of the day. And that playoff game means a lot of people coming into the city. Our Gianna Franco has some tips to tackle all the traffic.
First pitch for tonight's game is at 6:07, which is right at the tail end of drive time. So you have a lot of folks just trying to get out of the city for work, as well as all the Giants fan coming into San Francisco trying to cheer on their Giants in a playoff game. So it's going to be extra busy, especially along 280 Extension as you work your way near King Street. And don't forget, there are closures before and after the game along King Street. Embarcadero will be busy with extra cars, plus a lot of foot traffic. And 80 Bay Bridge, expect some busy conditions there as well. So if you want to avoid those delays, your best bet is to stick with public transit. SF Bay Ferry is a great way to get to Oracle Park. It drops you off right next to the ballpark. Also, you can use BART. That's a good idea as well. Embarcadero or Montgomery will be your stops closest to Oracle Park. Just a bit of a walk from there. You can also use Caltrain. That lets you off at 4th and King, which is just a block away. Really good idea for those coming out of the South Bay as well as the Peninsula. And if you want to brave the traffic and you want to park, make sure you try to reserve your parking in advance by using Spot Hero. That will definitely save you a lot of time, but it will cost you. Those parking spots are pretty pricey right now. But either way, make sure you pack your patience and give yourself some extra time if you are headed out to the ballpark for tonight's game. And go Giants.
That's right. And from traffic to weather now, let's turn things over to Mary Lee for a quick look at our game day forecast.
And Len, it's a beautiful day for a Giants win. Here we go, a live look at Oracle Park. Plenty of sunshine out there, and right now it is 58 degrees. So here's your game day forecast with our Giants taking on the Dodgers. Beat LA game 5, and at that first pitch at 6:07, looking at clear skies, breezy conditions at 62 degrees. So perfect weather for the big game. Back to you.
And developing news, thanks to improving weather conditions, PG&E has canceled power shutoffs for today. At one time, nearly 29,000 customers were warned they could lose power. And new details about that oil spill in Southern California, a spokesperson for the Coast Guard says the pipe leaked around 25,000 gallons. Original estimates of the leak near Huntington Beach range from 25 to 132,000 gallons.
President Biden received a briefing from his COVID-19 response team today about the latest in the fight against the pandemic. This comes as the White House pushes for new vaccine mandates. A committee is also debating whether booster shots are needed for the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Skylar Henry reports on this.
The number of new COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths is declining, which the White House says is because of an increase in vaccinations.
Vaccines have been remarkably effective at keeping people out of the hospital and saving their lives.
A new study shows more than 90,000 American deaths since June could have been prevented if they were vaccinated. And the Biden administration is finalizing a mandate that all businesses with more than 100 workers require their employees be vaccinated.
We have to take that lesson and build on it, and ensure that we take the weeks and months ahead to vaccinate as quickly as possible the over 65 million people who remain unvaccinated.
Vaccine mandates are already facing legal challenges. Wednesday, a federal judge in Texas blocked United Airlines from putting unvaccinated workers on leave.
While the Biden administration pushes for Americans to get their first vaccine dose, an FDA advisory committee is looking into whether people with the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine need a booster shot.
Over time, there is still relative preservation of the effectiveness of the vaccine against preventing hospitalization, yet there seems to be a decrease over the course of time against overall COVID-19 that was observed.
The group will also look at a new study, which shows people with the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine may be better off switching up and getting a booster shot from the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Silver Spring, Maryland.
A vote on the Moderna booster shots is expected later today. The group is scheduled to vote on the Johnson & Johnson booster tomorrow. The CDC will have to approve the booster shots as well as before they become available to the public. Another treatment in the fight against COVID-19 could soon be approved. The U.S. government is starting to review Regeneron's COVID-19 monoclonal antibody cocktail. The drug maker says the FDA has accepted its priority review application.
As many as 120 San Francisco police officers could be out of a job today. The city says it is because they failed to get vaccinated. According to the police association, out of the 120 sworn officers, 80 of them work in the patrol division. That's roughly 6% of the entire department. The POA cites religious beliefs and concerns about the long-term effects of the COVID vaccine as the reason why some officers refuse to get the shot.
But if you take 120 cops or even more off the street, what do you think is going to happen?
Our human resources department is continuing to try to work with people individually, but we are going to stand by what we committed to do.
For the officers who have changed their minds, they had until midnight to notify their supervisors, and they must complete the vaccination process by November 12th.
I'm Ann McAvick at Live News Desk following the Bay Area visit of the federal leader of housing policy, taking a live look at Oakland, where the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Marcia Fudge, is discussing housing and economic opportunities as part of the Biden administration's Build Back Better agenda. She joined local politicians to tour an affordable housing community that is built near public transit, including BART. She is highlighting investments that she says will expand fair access to housing and environmental justice.
California, obviously, has one of the largest and most pronounced housing problem in the country. The crisis here is as great as it is any place. But the reason I'm really here is because you've got solutions, too. These are solutions. These are things that other people should see.
Secretary Fudge will make an appearance in San Francisco with the San Francisco mayor tomorrow, and we'll be covering it. Back to you.
All right, Ann, thank you so much. New details and plans to transform Mountain View's downtown into a pedestrian's paradise.
And the city council just endorsed a plan to keep a partial closure of Castro Street in place until 2023. Castro Street was shut down to cars last summer to allow restaurants to operate outdoors. Now city leaders want to permanently transform Castro Street into a pedestrian mall or plaza. The goal to make it safer for pedestrians is Caltrain plans to increase service and make its trains faster.